All right, so yeah, so this video, I want to talk about my next situation coming up. With the alpha, you know, this is the common thing. Alpha F, beta bucks, and then there's alpha bucks too. Now, like I said, now, okay, with everything that I would like to tell other men is this. There is always going to be a beta bucks in a woman's life. And sometimes you're going to if you're not experienced, you're going to be the beta bucks, you know, especially in your younger years, because you just don't, there's going to be a time where you'll possibly fall into that because you're not going to be experienced enough. It's going to happen at some point. Right now. And I'm to the point now where I am really like I am in the alpha F category. Meaning, like, I'm not getting ready to spend, you know, money unless there's going to be like an equal investment in it. Like, let's say if I pay for it in one night, that she pays another night, I'm not going to be that dude who just pretty much like pays a woman's rent, mortgage, and all that stuff for free. And you know, there's a lot of guys that's doing that, and then those are totally the betas in regards to this. Now, like, okay, a perfect example, like, because I have an alpha F, I'm the alpha F right now, and I know the beta bucks guy. With the girl that with one girl specifically that I'm messing with now. Well, actually, it's two of them, but the one, I don't like messing with the one. See, when you're an alpha, when you're in an alpha F category with, like, this woman, and it's different for every woman. Every woman has a different alpha. For her, because like first, like one woman, her alpha may be, you know, a thug guy, because for whatever reason she grew up around, you know, in the hood, and she likes thugs, or maybe she didn't grow up in a hood and she always liked thugs. Like, whatever fits into that specific woman's category of an alpha, that's it. You really can't. I mean, you can overgeneralize it by saying, you know, a lot of money, 6 foot tall, blah 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 blah. But it's really the core character of what's going to get that alpha F about that girl. You see what I'm saying? Versus the beta guy. Now, in my situation right now, I'm the alpha F with a girl. This girl drives 2 hours to come and get her back blown out. And that's what these condoms right here are for. Because she's going to be coming either tomorrow or Saturday. I don't know. But the reason, and she would buy the condoms. But see, it's to the point now, with this girl that I have now, it's to the point where I'm not trusting her. Because when I'm breaking her back in, she's starting to fall in love. Like she's starting to you know, she's starting to get too comfortable. You know, like she's wanting to sit up under me. She's wanting to cuddle after sex, and you know, she's getting too comfortable to the point where I don't trust her with bringing over condoms anymore. It was like the last time, like she came with four condoms, and like I said. I'm just like the way she's handed a condom to me, the way she just kind of is when I still, because she's wanting to not use condoms. I'm to the point like, okay, yeah, look, I'm just going to start buying my own condoms now. That way I know I didn't poke a hole in it, you know, because like I said, it's the whole alpha fucks beta bucks. It's just what it is, man. It's the reality. And see, when you alpha fucks beta, when you're messing with a girl whose lively culture is that, yeah, like, see, she'll be the type of, and she's a white check girl. She's the type of woman, she'll get impregnated by me, go home to her boyfriend and say, oh, I'm pregnant now. And then when the baby comes out, the baby's going to come out brown and he's going to be messed up. And then it's just sad. Like, and I hate being in that group, but like, I do like pounding her out. That's just the honest reality of it. But like I said, like now a lot of guys will, you know, at some point in life, you'll stumble into beta bucks for whatever reason. Maybe you're lonely and you're not experienced in being lonely. That's a whole other topic. Being experienced in being lonely is a whole other situation to talk about. But for a reason, like you can find yourself slowly creeping into that. All right. Like I said, now I'm a little older. So I'm like, as soon as I know what's happening, kicked out, done. As soon as I know it's like I'm, like I said in the last video, so as soon as I notice myself investing more into a relationship than I'm getting back, done. Just erased, eradicated from the planet. I don't know her anymore. She doesn't exist. Goodbye. But yeah, that's where I am now. So this video is not going to be long, but I wanted to just talk briefly about the reality of my situation of being an alpha buck, alpha fucks beta bucks. Oh, and then the alpha bucks. There's the alpha bucks guy. And I think it's really easy to fall into the alpha bucks guy, especially if you were a beta bucks before. Because like I said, man, like being an alpha doesn't really have a lot. I mean, you can overgeneralize being an alpha by having six-pack abs, 6 foot tall, six-figure income. It definitely helps, okay? But the reality of it is, see, those the guys who have, a lot of guys who have all that, they're getting dumped in reality probably at a faster rate than normal guys. Because, see, they're getting women who are interested in them, and the women sit around with them for 20 minutes and realize, like, this guy may be socially awkward, or like he doesn't carry himself like an alpha, but he has all this alpha stuff. So they're trying to make themselves like him. And a lot of times they're getting dumped at faster rates. Like I know a couple of them right now, legit, who they cannot keep a woman around. Or if they do, they pretty much just got to pay her to be like, it would be cheaper for them just to buy a hooker at this point. So the alpha bucks, let's say, like, if he's just in that range of not socially awkward enough, a woman will just deal with him as long as he just buys all her stuff. You see what I'm saying? And it really is a sad situation for a man to come to, because in that situation, very rarely, at least stays in a neutral zone. Usually he has to go one route or another route. And it usually doesn't last long. He'll usually dive down in the beta mode with her. In the cases that I've seen in person, alpha bucks usually, the reality of what ends up happening is he usually dives down in the beta bucks territory, usually from manipulation from the woman, because the woman will just get frustrated with him, like, being too confusing. And is she actually aroused by him, or is she attracted to him? See, like, arousal and attraction. And I got this from Donovan Sharp, but this is real stuff. I just never thought to verbalize it. But yeah, arousal and attraction are two completely different things. And usually a woman cannot feel both of those at the same time for long with a man. She can't do it. Either she has to be attracted to him, or she has to be aroused by him. She has to usually make up her mind, just like how a man has to usually eventually make up his decision on if he's going to be alpha fucks or beta bucks. He can't be alpha bucks for too long with a woman and get legitimately positive results out of it. It doesn't, like, they got to make one side, go to one side or the other. Because, like, for instance, like, see, Russell Wilson is like a prime example of beta bucks. Okay, that is a prime example, a clear prime example of beta bucks. Where I'm pretty sure he's like 6 foot tall, six figure income, six pack abs, you know, six mansions. he has the alpha qualities, but his core is he's a beta bucks. I mean, it's clear. Look, Russell Wilson, if you don't know who Russell Wilson is, he's a professional football player. He's a quarterback in the United States National Football League. And I think he won at least one Super Bowl. Or did they lose it? I can't remember. But David, he's a successful sports star. And, you know, millions of dollars, widely known, people wear his jerseys, and he married a single mother. A single mother who publicly went around bouncing on a carousel from 50 Cent to, like, rappers to thugs. And then when she popped out a baby, she married Russell Wilson. You see? If Russell Wilson was any bit self-respecting and aware in the world, there is no way he would have married Sierra. I would say, like I say, have sex with her all day long, pound her back in, but realize what she is and then throw her out as soon as you're done. Just like I'm getting ready to do with this box of condoms and that girl's coming out, like, realize what she is and then throw her out to the curb. You know, she's not worth that. But see, Russell Wilson, he is a prime example. I would say, he's an example of alpha bucks who will inevitably dive into beta bucks, okay? Because what's going to happen is, okay, see, like I said before, single mothers and women over 35 cannot love you. They biologically, it's impossible for them to love you. They can like you for what you do and all this stuff, but they cannot, they can admire you, but they cannot be aroused by only you. It cannot happen because their biological programming is just distorted at this. It's completely just distorted at this point. It's just fragmented. They can't grab on any one thing anymore. See, so when this single mother walks up to him, to Russell Wilson, like I said before, she's going to dress it up as perfect. I could already tell you what she did. And if you mess with the single mother now, I can already tell you what she did. She dressed up herself better. One, two, she came to you with this sob story of how her ex-boyfriend or ex-husband was abusive and blah, 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 and the world's so evil. And, you know, I already know because this is what they have to do to still trick a man who's not initiated yet, who doesn't know. They have to do this to men who don't know their own value yet to get their attention. And see, and Russell Wilson was, I say before he met her, he was probably an alpha bucks. He was an alpha bucks. You know, he had all the alpha qualities, but none of the alpha characteristics in his personality. So, just, you know, as long as he has the money, he can just, you know, string along. But see, the reason why he's going to turn to beta bucks is this. Because, okay, Sierra cannot love him. Sierra cannot love another man anymore. It's done. She could be aroused by thugs. See, Sierra's another one. She belongs to men. She doesn't belong to one man. She never can now and never will be able to for the rest of her life. That time is over. It's done. Forget it. It's over. Now, what's going to happen is, like what always happens with these sports stars, the woman, as soon as it becomes clear his career starts declining, and if she kept her body up, she's going to hop on to the next one. And she's going to divorce rape him for everything he has. Because I think with Kenny Anderson, that's what happened to Kenny Anderson. His girl, she raped him in court. A lot of them end up like that, man. And at that point, see, all Russell Wilson, see, because Russell Wilson never learned how to be an alpha. So he can't even, he had the alpha characteristics of being, of from page value, being attractive, being attractive to women. But as soon as he got into a room with them, see, his characteristics, there was nothing alpha about that. So he doesn't even know what it's like to work through BS to get to being an alpha. So like 50 Cent, like people like 50 Cent, he worked through being poor. And he saw, like myself, see, I'm comparing myself with 50 Cent, but you get what I'm trying to say. We grew up through being relatively poor to women and being like the lesser valuable thing and then watching how women treat men who have a little more. So we learned all the game. So we learned how to cuss women out at the drop of a heart, a drop of a heartbeat for acting different, for acting funny. See, Russell Wilson, he never really got that because he came into the game a sports star. You see what I'm saying? So he never really got to see what it was like to be worthless to a woman. He never understood that side of it because he was a sports star pretty much since high school. So like I say, he never, maybe when he was like younger, he probably got a taste of it. But like when he was like trying to have sex with women, he was never that far down the totem pole to always have to sit back and watch women go off with the better guys and all this. He was just never that. He was always a sports star. So he's gonna die. He has nowhere else to go but beta bucks in this relationship and guys like that, because he has no idea how to work with nothing. And when I say nothing, I'm not meaning no money and no cars. I'm meaning nothing as far as being nothing to a woman as far as having pretty much zero leadership capabilities in a relationship with a woman, learning how to fight against all odds with a woman, learning how to, you can pretty much just deal with it. He has no experience with this. So when she divorce rapes him, which she will, he's going to be the most worthless specimen on the planet to any woman to any Sierra tier woman who's walking around with, you know, with rich guys. He's going to be nothing. Nothing. But yeah, so that's my rant on that whole thing. See, like, now other guys, like, let's say, like, George Clooney. From what I can tell, see, George Clooney did it right. Because he never got married. Now, he did get with that old woman. But I say that old woman, she is an anomaly. Like, she legitimately, it looks like she legitimately did something with her life. I think she was like an attorney, and she did a lot of volunteer work and all that stuff. So on paper, it looks like she's respectable. So it sounds like George Clooney, he fit right with the anomaly of woman, and he did it right. You see, a lot of sports stars, sports stars are the equivalent of hot women in their 20s. They're never going to see the reality until it's just too late. They can't, because they were always worth something. They were always tall. They were always, you know, they always, at least at street value, they looked like they were valuable for, you know, for the gender's role in life. So by the time they grow to any actual reality, by the time they get older and start to get it, well, it's just going to be too late for a lot of them.